You're listening to Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. The program is Hospice Vision, and it's our Christmas program. It's time for some music. And welcome also to Tanya, the presenter today of the program. Tanya, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, Tanya has been with us for devotions now for 3 years.
Three years, yes.
Yeah, it's a long time. Tanya, over to you. I'm going to start with a bit of music, Emmanuel by Marissa Ferhey.
Yeah, so we're reading it. Our reading is taking place from Matthew 1, verses 20 to 25. Because Joseph, Mary's husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet: "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he did not consummate the marriage until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. So the prophecy we read about here is from the book of Isaiah, chapter 7, verses 10 to 12. Here we read that God sent Isaiah to Ahaz because he was afraid that he, along with every other male in the house of David, would be wiped out and murdered. Now this meant that the Davidic throne would cease to exist. God had a covenant with David promising that one of his descendants would rule in his kingdom on earth for all eternity. And this promised king was Jesus. To assure him, he offered to give Ahaz a sign. And Ahaz had the opportunity to ask for a sign as big as he wanted. How about that? So, however, Ahaz did not want to tempt the Lord. God provided the prophecy we just read. God gave his own sign that his covenant with David would be fulfilled. The family line will not be wiped out, but will also reveal the one who is to fulfill the promise to David, the Messiah. So Joseph came from the line of David, and he knew the prophecies of the Old Testament very well. What convinced Joseph was the prophecy the angel quoted, the prophecy from Isaiah 7, that a virgin will conceive supernaturally and will be God with us, Emmanuel. Now, this is the sign that will reveal the true Messiah, the son of David, the one who would fulfill the Davidic covenant. Mary was the virgin, and Jesus was the fulfillment of this prophecy. That is all Joseph needed to know, that Mary had not been unfaithful and that she was the mother of the Messiah. All the fear Joseph had disappeared, and we can just imagine the excitement that flowed through his heart. So in Isaiah 7:2, we read, "The heart of Ahaz and the heart of his people shook as the trees of the forest shake before the wind." This meant that they were fearful for the war to come. The answer and promise from God to their solution for the fear was not a strategy to overcome it, but a person. And this person is Christ. Now, this is what Christmas is all about. God has become man and he is unshakably here. As Christian believers, we lean on and trust wholeheartedly in God himself. We take heart from his signs. Emmanuel, born of a virgin. We need to calm these hearts that often shake as trees in the forest shake before the wind. So now I think it's time for a little bit of music again. And the next song we've got for you is "While Shepherds Watch Their Flocks" from Andrew Peterson. Well, I hope you enjoyed that song. It's just fitting in well with my next message. It's from Luke 2 verses 8 to 19. "And there were shepherds living out in the field nearby, keeping watch over the flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel of the Lord said to them, 'Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger.' Bethlehem is situated 10 kilometers south of Jerusalem, built on the summit of the ridge. It is here where the shepherds pasture the flocks that wonderful evening. Only flocks destined for temple sacrifice were pastured there, just as Jesus was destined for the heavenly temple sacrifice. We read in verse 9, the glory of the Lord shone around the shepherds, and it was the presence of God that was there. This is the same glory we read about in Exodus 40, where God appeared to Moses, in 1 Kings 8, in Solomon's temple, and also in Ezekiel 10, where the glory of the Lord left the temple and did not return for more than 500 years. When the glory of the God manifested after these 500 years, it did not appear in the temple before the priest. It reappeared to common man in Bethlehem. Shepherds in that time were despised by religious leaders, and they were considered unclean, ignorant for not being schooled in the law and did not follow the prayer procedures as per the law of Moses. But when the angel appeared to them, knowing themselves that they were the lowest class of humankind, they thought God was there to wipe them out due to their low position. But the angel appeared to them to give them good news. A sign to the shepherds in verse 12 was that the baby was wrapped in swaddling cloths in a manger. The child was born in the same humble position as the shepherds. So, yeah, Jesus came to this world in a humble way so that everyone would feel comfortable around him. We can all feel comfortable to approach him. Anyone can approach God for forgiveness. And Jesus emptied himself and took upon himself the form of a servant so we would feel comfortable to approach him. Looking back at the Christmas story, the creator of the universe, God, he sent his own son to be born in a poor human condition so we could feel comfortable with his son. Philippians 2 verses 6 to 7, it is written, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. I think we all can agree it is a strange way to save the world. Jesus could relate to everyone. It is amazing to see what Jesus did. That is the kind of God we serve. God is not standoffish and does not expect us to clean up before we come to him, because we don't have the ability to do that. God cleanses us. When we watch what Jesus did and the way God moved, yes, it's a strange way to save the world. I know that God did it for a reason. He wanted people to feel comfortable coming to his presence. The vilest of sinners can come to Jesus and ask for forgiveness, and they will be forgiven. He came on our level to make us feel comfortable so we could be called unto him. If you want the best Christmas ever, you need to come to God, to Jesus Christ. You would be more than welcome. So let's just quickly pray before we end to another song. Lord, I come to you now and I ask that you forgive my sins. Thank you that I can feel comfortable to approach you. Jesus, you are the free gift of life. Please come into my life. In Jesus' name, amen. So now I'd just like you to sit back and relax and enjoy the next song. It's called Light of the World by Lauren Daigle.
Yes, as Tanya announced, Light of the World by Lauren Daigle. And Jesus is the light of the world. But you know, the interesting thing is that Jesus also said in Matthew 5 that we are the light of the world. So we must let our light shine before men so that they can see our good deeds and glorify God. That's what the Bible says. Well, folks, we've come to the end of our program, and we trust you enjoyed the music we played with you and the messages that Tanya brought to us today. I'd just like to remind you that Hospice Vision's offices are closed and will only be open after the first week in January. So you can call us then if you have more information that you need. Please remember that Hospice Vision has a whole lot of courses available, and these courses are all accredited with the University of Pretoria. If you want more information, go and have a look at our website. But let me give you the contact details. The telephone number at Hospice Vision head office is 012-329-9492, and you can speak to Luvengo. If you want to, you can even now send an email to Luvengo. She's only available later in January, but you can send the email now, and that is friend@hospicevision.org.za. And if you want to learn more about our courses now, you can go and have a look at hospicevision.org.za. Well, that's the end of our program. And Tanya, thank you so much. You blessed us this morning.
It's a pleasure. Thank you so much, Peter.
And a goodbye to our listeners, and may you have a really blessed Christmas, and may the Lord come through for you, and may He shine upon you in this time as we celebrate Jesus Christ.
And from me, I'd just also like to wish you a very festive season, and may God bless you.
This is Peter Barnard and Tanya Svester greeting you from the Hospivision studio, and we look forward to presenting you with our New Year's program next week in Afrikaans.